I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This vegetable was once the rage at the court of Louis XIV. It was made famous when Mark Twain called it a cabbage with a college education. Yes, it's the cauliflower. But before you go ho-hum over white cauliflower, let's look at how it's changed. Through breeding, there are purple-headed varieties such as Graffiti, orange-headed varieties such as Cheddar, and green-headed varieties such as Panther. My favorite is the Romanesco cauliflower that features green heads with swirling spirals. These colorful selections contain more vitamins and nutrients than white varieties. So yes, cauliflower not only has a college education, it now has a master's degree. The key to growing cauliflower in our climate is timing. Cauliflower is much less tolerant of hot weather than its cousins broccoli, cabbage, and kale. That's why I grow it as a fall crop. Cauliflower grows great maturing from September to November. Here's how to grow it. Start seeds now indoors. Transplant them into the garden by the end of July into compost-amended soil. Keep the young plants protected from flea beetles, cabbage worms, and other insects with a floating row cover and keep them well watered. Come mid-August with our cooler nights, cauliflower will take off. The large plants need a good 2-foot spacing to grow, and the leaves and heads are edible, so consider pruning off a few leaves for a stir fry. Most white varieties are now self-blanching, meaning the leaves naturally cover the head to keep it white. Start harvesting as soon as the heads are large enough to eat, but before the curds or small flowers get a rice-like appearance. And now for this week's tip. Cauliflower is just one of the vegetables we'll be eating on my tour of the gardens and foods of Barcelona, Spain, and Provence, France this September. Not only will we visit award-winning gardens and take cooking classes tasting great foods, we'll visit food markets and be part of a seasonal local festival. Learn more at vpr.net. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Rudbeckias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.
The Vermont Garden Journal with Charlie Nardozzi is made possible by Gardener's Supply, offering environmental solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.